Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies in the lower 80s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies around 60. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny skies, could see some isolated storms in the afternoon, lower 80s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, showers and thunderstorms into the overnight hours, mid-60s, and Sunday, cloudy scattered storms. Right now, it's 70.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Police in Hutchinson say a 29-year-old woman who was found unconscious in an alley in August has died from her injuries. The Hutch News reports Laura Beth Stratton had been on life support at a Wichita hospital since she was found strangled on August 24th. She passed away on Wednesday. Two people were arrested in Stratton's assault. Reno County Deputy District Attorney Tom Stanton says he'll seek a first-degree murder charge against Isaac Irvin, who's currently charged with attempted premeditated murder. Dulce Vinsonler remains charged with aggravated battery and obstruction. The Reno County attorney says he doesn't plan to amend those charges, but did not say why. Many attending a college lecture that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is giving today will be listening for clues about whether or not he may run for a Senate seat next year. Three Democrats and four Republicans are already actively running for the seat held by Pat Roberts. Several others are expected to join the race. Mid-America Network News.
That stampede's coming.
Here we go, here we go.
Must be Ford Truck Month. It's time to get the best deals on America's best-selling trucks for 42 years straight. But hurry. Because this stampede won't be here for long.
Stop till we're legend.
Kansas Farm Bureau has served farm families in rural Kansas for more than 100 years. We're pleased to offer new health care coverage choices for Kansans in 2020 through Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans. No matter what stage of life you're in, we'll have options that fit your lifestyle. Plus, our network of providers is one of the largest available throughout the state of Kansas and beyond. For more information, including the different plans available, or to get a quote, visit kfbhealthplans.com.
The city of Wichita planning to join a massive lawsuit against opioid makers, distributors, and pharmacies. Wichita Eagle reports that the city council approved a law firm this week to represent it in federal litigation in Ohio, where the flood of cases over the opioid epidemic is being handled. Attorney Andrew Hutton says the city's complaint could be filed by the end of this week. The city wants to be compensated for costs such as opioid-related emergency calls. At the county level, the Wichita area had 148 opioid-related deaths last year. Hundreds of superstar hopefuls auditioned this week in Wichita to appear on American Idol. The Wichita Eagle reports that the stop on Wednesday in Wichita was the show's first scouting visit to the city since it started 17 years ago. Those given the green light in Wichita will have to survive several more rounds before they get a chance to sing in front of the celebrity judges. I'm Rick Everett with your Kansas News on the Mid-America Network.
Drop off the
bumper.
Kids, run.
Downpour.
To the bank, go to work, pick up.
Squirrel.
Kids, then go home. With Michelin tires, you'll be ready for the unexpected. And for a limited time, get up to $100 via reward card after submission with purchase of four new 18-inch or larger Michelin tires. Or $50 via reward card after submission with purchase of four new Michelin tires 17 inches and smaller.
See Mike's OK Tire in Marysville today, 562-3471.
See MichelinMan.com/promo for complete details. Offer expires 9/19/19. Void where prohibited.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Friday. The Nebraska State Patrol says troopers seized 32 pounds of marijuana and other drugs in separate traffic stops on I-80 at York and North Platte. The patrol says the first stop happened just before 8 o'clock Tuesday near North Platte. Troopers pulled over a pickup truck and turned up 14 pounds of marijuana, drug paraphernalia, and other types of controlled pills. A 32-year-old man from Iowa arrested. The second stop, a sport utility vehicle Tuesday afternoon near York. A search of that vehicle turned up 18 pounds of marijuana and 800 THC vape cartridges. Two people from Wisconsin in that SUV are also in custody. And searches for weapons, drugs, and other contraband have been undertaken during a lockdown at the Nebraska State Penitentiary in Lincoln. Officials say that lockdown got underway on Wednesday. That is your Friday look at Nebraska news on the Mid-America Network. I'm Rick Everett.
When vehicle manufacturers throw around the word rebate, we almost become numb to it. But when the federal government uses the word rebate, we all pay attention. This is John Sidorek with Heartland Avionics at the Augusta Municipal Airport. And right now, the federal government is offering a rebate of $500 for your ADS-B installation. Call for details and to schedule an appointment at Heartland Avionics, 316-733-4060.
Having problems with your truck or trailer? MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas is here to help. Get reliable trailer and truck repair services when you need it the most from technicians who have your best interest in mind. MJ's Truck Repair ASE certified technicians have years of experience in handling repair problems of all types. And MJ's does their work at competitive prices that won't burn a hole in your pocket. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Some 225 riders are pre-registered for Saturday's Pony Express Gravel Dash in Marysville. This year, a Pony Express Half Marathon and 5K will involve some 80 runners that are pre-registered. A family fun day is planned in conjunction with the event this Saturday. Bob Huff with the Marysville Chamber of Commerce.
Pony Express Gravel Dash, the sixth annual, which is a bicycle ride on the gravel road, two actual races. One is 120 miles and one is 70 miles. Also that day we have Pony Express Half Marathon and 5K, which is sponsored by St. Gregory's. Races start at 7:30 in the morning. We'll start every 15 minutes for the four races.
Huff encourages the community to come out and support the participants. Many other activities are planned in Marysville Saturday as well.
We're trying to really involve the community in this, but also involve the families of all these riders. We've got over 200 riders coming in for the gravel dash, and I think they're up to maybe 80 on the marathon, so that's a lot of people. And we're encouraging them to bring their families and enjoy a family fun day here in Marysville. We can bring them in here and they enjoy their day. Hopefully they'll come back and bring their business here.
A complete list of the day's activities are online at visitmarysvilleks.org. Bob Huff outlines some of the activities planned for Saturday. Also this weekend, the annual Odell Community Day. City of Washington residents are reminded they will be sweeping and preparing streets today and again Monday, sealing streets September 10th through the 12th. No parking September 6th and September 9th through the 12th between 7 and 5 on West 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th streets between C and F. Vehicles must be removed from these streets during listed hours. For additional details, contact the Washington City Hall. Sandra L. Torrey, age 75, of Axtell, passed away Wednesday. Mass of Christian burial Monday, 10 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Axtell. Rosary at 7 p.m. Sunday at the church. Visitation Sunday, noon until 5 at the Axtell Landreth Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Sandra Torrey. Arlene Libby Potter, age 94, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Private family services are planned with Kinsley Mortuary in charge for Arlene Libby Potter. Mary Rose Griffin, age 80, of Frankfort, passed away Wednesday. Family service is planned at a later date. A visitation will be held Friday, 5 until 8 p.m. at the Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Mary Rose Griffin. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, vegetable soup, chicken salad sandwich on whole wheat, celery and carrots, and peaches. Monday's menu, fish, baby bakers, beets, wheat bread, and applesauce. Check of a school and community calendar. High school football teams kick off tonight. Marysville hosting Chapman, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Lynn at Frankfort, live on FM 95.5. Complete rundown of the area teams kicking off tonight follows sports in just a few minutes.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Come hear great music and enjoy a traditional fish fry at the Fireman's Fall Fest, Saturday, September 14th at the Marshall County Fairgrounds. The beer garden opens at 4 o'clock and fish is served with a full plate of sides and iced tea at 5 for a free will donation. Taylor Klein entertains from 5 to 8 and hands things off to the Rewind Band, who will play until 11:30. All proceeds benefit the fireworks displays celebrating Blue Rapids' 150th celebration in 2020. Sponsored by the Blue Rapids Fire Department and the Marshall County Arts Cooperative.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we had a dry cold front move through, which is bringing us a little bit cooler temperatures. It looks like we'll see dry weather as we head through the day tonight, continuing into tomorrow before we have another system that's going to move across the central upper parts of the Midwest, bringing us a chance of showers and thunderstorms as we head into Saturday night, continuing into Sunday. It does look like we'll see a warm up as we head into Sunday and into the early parts of next week. So looking at the forecast for this Friday, sunny skies, lower 80s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, lows around 60. Winds will be from the northeast at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, temperatures in the lower 80s. Tomorrow night, showers and thunderstorms becoming more likely overnight in the mid-60s. For Sunday, mostly cloudy. We'll continue with scattered showers and thunderstorms. We'll see highs in the lower 80s. Sunday night, isolated storms will drop down to 66 degrees. And that's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, early September 85, the average low 61. Sunset this evening 7:46, sunrise in the morning at 6:56. 68 degrees in Marysville this morning, winds are light favoring the northeast. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 6th of September. KNDY News Time 7:17, I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Studies show that 85% of American homes have hard water. The benefits of water softener from Water Conditioning of Seneca are money and time savings. Your plumbing and water heater will last longer. Scale and lime buildup created by minerals in hard water won't gunk up your system. Rings and stains won't darken your bathroom and kitchen fixtures. Dishes and glasses won't streak. And scrubbing shower floors and tile will be easier and faster without the film and soap scum buildup. Call 800-748-7563 and learn more about Lindsay Spring Systems from Water Conditioning of Seneca.
Are you ready for some football? Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Green Bay Packers and Chicago Bears kicked off the NFL centennial season with both defenses making it tough for either side to score. But Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers managed to find a blind spot in the Bears' rock rib defense in the second quarter.
Rodgers takes a quick snap, penalty marker down, free down for Rodgers. He lost right side of the end zone into a crowd. It's caught. Jimmy Graham.
On WTMJ, Graham's catch, the lone touchdown scored by either team as the Packers grounded the Bears 10-3. At the U.S. Open, age doesn't appear to be slowing Serena Williams down. Despite trailing in the second game, the 37-year-old rallied to an impressive victory over the Ukraine's Elena Svitolina, 6-3, 6-1. Williams will face 19-year-old Bianca Andreescu in the final Saturday as she attempts to win her 24th Grand Slam title. This is ABC Sports. Around the diamonds, the Mariners found out the hard way about letting the Astros' potent offense hang around.
First pitch, and Brantley drives this one deep to right center field. It sends back Fraley at the wall, looking up. See you later! See you later! A walk-off two-run home run for Michael Brantley, and the Astros win it at the bottom of the 13th.
On KBME, Brantley's walk-off home run in the 13th inning carried Houston to a come-from-behind win over Seattle 11-9. In Milwaukee, a big swing of the bat helps the Cubs keep pace in the National League Central race.
The pitch to Kyle.
Swinging a high drive. Deep right field. Get out the tape measure. Long gone. Grand slam, Kyle Schwarber.
On 670, the score. Schwarber's grand slam capped a five-run sixth, powering the Cubs to a 10-5 win over the Brewers. Chicago now sits 2.5 games back of the first-place Cardinals. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Friday Night Football Live, Marysville hosting Chapman on KNDY, AM 1570, FM 94.1. Frankfurt hosts Lynn live on KNDY, FM 95.5. All our games on air, online, and on our mobile app. K-Prep's pregame show, an expanded look at high school football all across Kansas, airs at 6, followed by our Coach's Corner Roundup at 6:30, then pregame coverage and kickoff at 7, live on KNDY. On air, online, and on our mobile app.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. USDA and the U.S. swine industry will participate in a foreign animal disease exercise later in the month. It'll take place during the week of September 23rd. National Pork Board Director of Swine Health Programs, Dr. Patrick Webb, says this series of trainings began nearly a year ago.
This is actually the fourth exercise in this series of four. The first one was a policy exercise. The second one was a planning exercise. The third was a tabletop exercise. And this one's called a functional exercise. So this is a four-day exercise coming up here in September. It's really going to focus on four key areas of response. The thing that makes this particular exercise different is that there will actually be producers playing as part of the exercise, and that'll allow the state animal health officials to interact with actual real producers as part of the play. And so I'm pretty excited about this. This is going to be, it's going to cap off a really good series of African swine fever response exercises, and it's an important thing for us to practice.
USDA has invited representatives of the 15 largest pork-producing states to participate in all the training exercises.
And then those state animal health officials worked with their state pork associations to identify producers who would be interested in observing an exercise, being part of the planning and all those things, or being a actual player. And so we have producers in each of the states that will be playing in the exercise, and it brings just a unique component because it allows the state animal health officials and the federal animal health officials to actually interact with real people, look at real data, and address real issues that are of concern to producers if we get into a situation where we've got an outbreak of African swine fever.
That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Good Friday morning. I'm Sam Speck with your latest check of ag news right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. The United States and China have agreed to restart trade talks in early October is what is hoped to be a turning point in a long-running trade war between the world's two largest economies. The announcement ended weeks of speculation on whether the two nations would renew stalled trade talks and followed China's recent statement that it wanted to de-escalate the tariff war, though new tariffs took effect this month anyway. But agreement on renewed talks came as welcome news to the American Farm Bureau Federation, whose trade advisor Dave Solmanson says the United States farmers have lost billions in the fight.
Certainly our direct exports to China, which were in the $20+ billion just in 2017, are now certainly less than $10 billion a year and steadily going less. And of course, we heard just a less than a month ago that China was saying they wouldn't buy any more U.S. ag products.
But Beijing's top trade negotiator now plans to travel here in early October, though the United States side says in a statement that deputy-level meetings will take place this month, suggesting a litmus test for moving forward. President Trump called negotiating with China through the World Trade Organization, quote, a disaster.
China has taken advantage of it and us, and that's not happening anymore. But the farmers have been taken care of. $16 billion and $12 billion each year.
An August survey shows more than two-thirds of United States producers feel that the market facilitation program's payments have either completely or somewhat relieved their tariff concerns. Trump argues China needs to be confronted for its longstanding unfair trade practices and told reporters he personally approved a trip to Beijing last week by Republican Senators David Perdue and Steve Daines to gauge China's intentions. That's the news, as I hope the rest of your Friday goes well for you with your latest check of agricultural news right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Sam Speck.
For the best certified seed wheat service, choose Kramer Seed Farms. Kramer Seed Farms in Hugoton, Kansas is proud to serve wheat growers in southwest Kansas, the Oklahoma Panhandle, and southeast Colorado. They work with top seed brands such as AgriPro, Lima Grain, and Watley Seed Company to offer the best certified seed varieties for local producers. For more information on what they can do for your certified seed wheat this fall, contact Kramer Seed Farms, 620-544-1579. Kramer Seed Farms, Hugoton, Kansas.
You gotta love a flank steak. The way it soaks up flavors and takes the heat for you when that summer grill gets going. A lean cut as tantalizing as it is trustworthy. All a flank steak needs is a splash of marinade, and you'll have it made in shade. That's the flank steak. One of 29 lean cuts that make beef one powerful protein. Learn to love them all. Beef is what's for dinner.
This message brought to you by the Kansas Beef Council. Beef. It's what's for dinner.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry, which is agriculture, of course. Are you a member of the Bickerson family? If so, you'll want to hear my guest who says,
stop the fighting on the way to the funeral home.
More about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
There was something new this year at the Half Century of Progress show in Rantoul, Illinois. She was guest speaker Jolene Brown. Jolene married a farmer, and that was the topic of her morning session.
Holy crap, I married a farmer.
And the title of the afternoon session?
Stop the fighting on the way to the funeral home.
We talked to Jolene Brown just before the Rantoul show.
What I found out is during these, especially when we're financially stressed and all of the political world that's coming at us and Mother Nature, that we tend to take those problems back home. And all of a sudden, we've got more stuff happening within a family business that should not be happening. So what I hope to do and stop the fighting on the way to the funeral home is I want them to honor their family so much that they'll do the business right. And I'm going to share with them 10 things that tend to break up a business and cause fighting on the way to the funeral home. Because I had a call 2 weeks ago to come sit in an attorney's office while the family was going to hear the reading of Dad's will. The problem was each one of them brought their own attorney with them. We don't want to get to that stage. There's nothing better or worse than farming with family members. And what I know is that when we do it right, then you can sit together happily at a holiday table. And I am so eager to bring the real life stories and to take them home and to have a chance to celebrate with them.
Jolene Brown says what's really important in creating a positive environment for communication is listening. Listening with sympathy and empathy.
Yes. We need to listen. We need to be the one who cares. And if we have the opportunity to be a ray of sunshine, to let them know they're not alone, that's so important. And you know, at this Half Century of Progress, they bring family members, they see neighbors, they meet new friends, and that is exactly what we need, because this is not a journey to be traveled alone. When I look back at the number of emails and phone calls and conversations I have of people facing bankruptcy, foreclosure, fear, I've had some that I've been real concerned about, suicide, some scary calls. And so what I know is don't take this lightly here. This is a tipping point for us, but it's a tipping point where we just might be their sunshine for that day to let them know that there's things we can do together or resources to help you along the way. We first have to make sure we're looking in the mirror and taking care of ourselves. And then the family at our kitchen table. And then what about our neighbors? You know, I'll not forget when my youngest granddaughter was telling Grandma Great, who was 102, she said, you know, a lot of people, Grandma, don't even know their neighbors. And she said, well, whose fault is that?
Speaker Jolene Brown, a big hit at the Half Century of Progress show. You can read more about her at jolenebrown.com. Back after this.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. 68 degrees, hazy sunshine this morning. Humidity levels drop a bit today. Temperatures also drop a bit. Low to mid 80s on the high side. Should set up for a perfect weekend.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports Good Friday. Jody Mercer put the Tigers ahead with their third home run of the fourth inning, and Detroit overcame a three-run deficit in a victory for the first time this year by beating Kansas City 6-4. The Royals built a 3-0 lead in the second. Harold Castro started the comeback with an RBI single in the third, and Detroit took a 4-3 lead in the fourth off Glenn Sparkman when Brandon Dixon, Dowell Lugol, and Mercer went deep for the Tigers' first three-homer inning this year. The boys in blue headed southeast today as they'll start a series with the Miami Marlins. First pitch this evening is at 6:10. College football for tomorrow. The K-State Wildcats take on Bowling Green. That game with a kickoff at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Tomorrow evening at 6 p.m., it's the KU Jayhawks against East Carolina. Mid-America Network Sports.
Kansas high school football season kicks off Friday as Marysville entertains Chapman live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. In our Friday feature game, Frankfort entertains Lynn live on FM 95.5. Axtell is hosting St. John's Tipton, Centralia at Rossville. Hanover is host Pike Valley. Valley Heights entertains Troy. Washington County's at Donovan West. Dillarwadale at Blue Hill, Southern at Pawnee City, and Lewiston at Red Cloud Friday. A note for travelers along U.S. Highway 36, especially those fans maybe heading for football games tonight. The road construction continues east of Marysville on U.S. Highway 36 and may cause brief delays, perhaps allow for some extra travel time. Friday Night Football Live, Marysville hosting Chapman on KNDY, AM 1570, FM 94.1. Frankfort hosts to Lynn, live on KNDY, FM 95.5. All our games on air, online, and on our mobile app. K-Prep's pregame show, an expanded look at high school football all across Kansas, airs at 6, followed by our Coach's Corner Roundup at 6:30, then pregame coverage and kickoff at 7, live on KNDY, on air, online, and on our mobile app. College football live Saturday, Kansas Jayhawks at 11 on FM 95.5, Kansas State Wildcats at 6 on AM 1570, FM 94.1.
Mother Nature provides vivid fall color explosions in some years and duds in others. We will look at a few of the factors at play on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, September 6th, the 249th day of the year. Comedian Jeff Foxworthy has a birthday, and pilgrims set sail for the New World on the Mayflower on this day in 1620. Peak fall color is at least a month away for most regions of the country, but conditions we experience right now may determine whether it's a technicolor autumn or a dud. Experts generally agree that a sunny August and September with steadily cooling nights is a good recipe. Adequate rainfall is required as well. Drought-stressed trees produce less pigment. If you're planting trees with fall color in mind, here's a few suggestions. Red and sugar maple tend to be the showiest. But if you need smaller options, consider varieties like flowering dogwood, redbud, or Japanese maples. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
KNDY.
Missed you at your uncle's place. Drove down to your sister's and she said that I missed you by a day. Me and what went wrong headed south, trying to track you down.